Okay, you're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and we would just like to welcome Jason, who is. Oh, you gave me your bio, and I've just totally lost it on the page. So Jason is a delegate with the Health and Community Services Union, also with HACSU for Palestine and Unionists for Palestine. Welcome to the show, and it's really good to have you in the studio this morning, Jason. Yeah, and your first time in 3CR, so it's really good to have you here.
Sorry, I don't think Jay's mic is on.
Oh, sorry. Again. Okay, can listeners hear you now? Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, listeners. So welcome to the show, Jason. We just kind of wanted to, you know, he's a friend of ours. We just wanted to have you in here as someone who is a healthcare worker, a unionist, a long-term activist in many different campaigns, not just Palestine, but, you know, climate and other things as well. But, you know, right now in Gaza, every single socioeconomic and structural determinant of health is being intentionally undermined and destroyed by Israel. And health institutions should be demanding an end to Israel's atrocities in Gaza. And, I mean, we know that healthcare workers have mobilized and organized rallies. I mean, there was a Palestine vigil in response to the bombing of the hospitals by Israel. And we've seen, healthcare workers speaking out at rallies. But the medical leadership has been relatively silent, as well as the unions as well. So, yeah, we just wanted to, like, maybe get your thoughts on all of that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
But I think it's true and it's horrific what we're seeing in Palestine at the moment. And I think everybody's been clutching and trying to figure out what we can actually do. And it's been inspiring to see people coming out in the streets, but it's also led us to come together in our unions and workplaces to try and figure out where we actually have some industrial power to try and change things as well, because it's going to take so many different approaches and strategies to actually break through and achieve some freedom for Palestine. So it has been difficult to see actual progress coming from some of our healthcare institutions, and that's partly why we came together to try and organise more of a response. So I guess you could say that a lot of the health services that we work for have had a really, like, I shouldn't swear, can I say piss week? Very lackluster response. And so we've been actually just coming together with our colleagues to try and talk about this issue. And there has been some progress from that. And although I think the initial response from the unions wasn't particularly strong, we've actually had some really huge progress working within the Health and Community Services Union to try and, like, push a more progressive agenda. And that's been going quite well.
Hmm. And what can you tell us about some of the kind of the rank and file kind of response to campaigning around Palestine in the healthcare industry, especially in comparison to, you know, possibly the managers and the kind of even the union leaderships?
Yeah, I think there are still some close ties with, like, managers within the healthcare system and the Zionist regime. So there's another group that we're associated with, Healthcare Workers for Palestine, who identified that Moshe was an IDF lieutenant colonel and was actually going to be a keynote speaker at a frontline mental health conference. So we're just trying to, like, find weak points, I guess, like this. And we all kind of got together and basically, like, kicked him off the platform. So I guess we're all trying in our different industries and unions to find these weak points and deep platform Zionists and make sure that people are actually speaking up for Palestine as well. Because, as you were saying, Chloe, it's completely crazy to be talking about healthcare and social justice when hospitals are being bombed and destroyed over there and our colleagues are being killed. There's hundreds of healthcare workers that have actually been killed on the job, and everybody deserves to have, like, a safe workplace. So it's like an international solidarity thing as well as trying to liberate Palestinian people so that we don't see, like, refugees and trauma and all the kind of, like, horrible impacts of war that we see day to day in our work with people already. So yeah, in terms of grassroots responses, we've gotten the union to publish a statement actually in support of Palestine.
Great.
A lot of workers who've been speaking up in their workplaces have been, like, told to go home, punished, told to take off kafirs and Free Palestine badges. But we've actually kind of pushed back, and now we've gotten management to agree in lots of workplaces that that's actually free political expression and really important. And we've got Haksu to actually like create a poster saying this is why unionists stand for peace. And that's a way of kind of being able to get into workplaces and have more conversations. And we're organising blocks of different unions to come to rallies and pushing, like, industrial leverage points, I guess, to try and, like, break through and create some change as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's incredible. We do want to hear from more unionist activists, you know, pushing their unions to speak out, and also pushing certain industries, particularly the medical industry, to take a stand. But also, you know, the ACTU, you know, I mean, they like to talk about, you know, the right of every worker. Like you just mentioned, that there's every worker has a right to a safe working environment, and they have a right to, you know, go into work and come home in the condition that they were in when they actually were at work. And they certainly should be able to leave with their lives intact. And, you know, we know in Gaza people haven't been able to work or go to school. Life has all but just stopped. And yeah, I guess like we could sort of take that union kind of, you know, that sort of work safe kind of, oh, you know, every worker has the right to safe working conditions and the right to work except for Palestinians.
Yeah, it's absolutely hypocritical and disgusting. It's like Palestinian people are just kind of like treated as this other group, subhuman almost, and it's just disgusting, and we can't stand for that.
Yeah, you know? And also you went to sorry, I can't find the actual there was a big mass a unionist sort of mass meeting last night at Trades Hall, and you attended it. So I don't know if you wanted to like chat about that, or if there's going to be more.
Yeah, so Haksu for Palestine and Healthcare Workers for Palestine are one union branch,
right?
Part of like a larger structure of unionists for Palestine. And we came together because we recognise that as workers, we actually have like a lot of power to try and change things. And so we're organising in our different branches, but we're also coming together every fortnight or so to talk about what's working and what's not working. And it's actually like a really incredible and inspiring group. And we've got delegates from 10 to 15 different unions. And so we're all trying different things to work out what we can actually do. And those meetings are really inspiring. I would encourage anybody to try and get along if they're interested in that kind of thing. You can follow us on Unionists for Palestine on Instagram. And some of the inspiring things that people spoke about, I'm not sure if people heard about the ASU walkout, but that was one of the first wildcat strikes that have happened for a really long time. 300 workers actually like walked off the job that day in solidarity with Palestinian people, and they dragged the ASU along to support that as well. So I think by organising in our workplaces and with other people that stand in solidarity with Palestinian people, we can actually start to shift our unions, and then potentially the position of like the Labour Party and other organisations that are still kind of complicit, I guess, in the genocide at the moment, because they're taking a really piss-weak stance on things. Mm. So, yeah, there's all sorts of other things. I probably would take up the rest of the time in the interview.
Go
to
for
talk
it.
About.
We've got a few minutes left.
Okay.
So.
Well, a lot of the teachers in the NTU and Teachers for Palestine have been organising to take out weapons education in their curriculum, and they're organising speak outs to educate students about Palestine as well. The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance have organised mass solidarity rallies all around the country. There's been six, and there were hundreds of people that turned out for the Antoinette Latouf rally.
Yes.
I guess that's not something I've spoken about, I alluded to, but a lot of workers just speaking out and exercising political free speech are facing repression for talking about Palestine in their workplaces. And what happened with Antoinette Latouf is an incredible example of that.
You know, just for listeners who don't know, what happened? Because was this a tweet or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So an ABC journalist who was tweeting in her own time from her personal account saying that it was horrible that Palestinian children were starving, has been fired from her work, and she's now actually making a claim for unfair dismissal. And this was from the ABC, which is nominally a progressive media outlet. And the approach to the media to this has been absolutely horrific. And they're, you know, they have blood on their hands for what's happened as well. And ABC, absolutely. So the MEAA and Antoinette's colleagues and comrades are organising to say that it's not fair. Workers should be able to speak out. And we're also organising rallies and meetings in solidarity and to talk more about how we can have conversations in our workplaces, which is really important to try and, yeah, actually, like, see some change around this stuff and not be politically repressed.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it's really great to hear from you, Jason. Is there, you know, we're about to wrap up. We do have a couple more minutes left, but, you know, is there anything else you'd like to let listeners know? Any upcoming events? I know that there was a protest for Antoinette, the ABC journalist, Antoinette Latouf, last week. But is there going to be another one or anything that we should know about?
There's two events I want to plug, but there's just one last thing I wanted to say, which is we take a lot of inspiration from the history of the union movement, actually having the power to stop war. And when you speak to people in South Africa who are under the apartheid, they remember that it was waterside workers that were refusing to load ships and actually stopping the supply of weapons to South Africa. And it was workers that were actually, like, interfering with production of weapons in World War II as well. So we do have a lot of industrial power, and I would just encourage each person to think about what they can do in their workplace and get involved in that. And we need to rebuild the fighting union movement to get to the point where we can achieve those kinds of things, but that's the longer-term vision that we're working towards.
The thing about that is that, you know, unionists don't have to only go on strike or agitate over issues about their own workplace. They can do things like go on strike because of South Africa or Israel or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm really inspired to hear that your union is doing something like that. I think they used to call it secondary boycotts.
Yes,
all
that's
good.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, please get involved. We'd love to have more people, and there's lots of opportunities to get involved, whatever union and workplace you're in. In terms of some upcoming actions, there's going to be a rally, snap rally called by Refugee Action Coalition at DFAT at 808 Bourke Street, 2 o'clock today. They've called that rally in response to the Australian government's actually cancelled the visas that they granted to Palestinian refugees, which is just absolutely disgusting, and I'm going to be going along to that. And there's going to be another mass rally for Palm Sunday, I think on the 24th of March. And we really want to organise like a big, strong union contingent, because we have been trying to work with Vic Trades Hall Council, and they are starting to come on board, and they've agreed to co-organise this rally with us, and they're going to promote to union members. So we really want to get a strong block of unionists to come out for that. So if you can make it along and get your colleagues and unions to support that as well, that would be incredible.
Yeah, we need more militant unionists. And the ALP have a wonderful history of demobilizing and weakening movements, and that includes the union movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was really great to have you with us, Jason. So for listeners just tuning in, we're just about to wrap up the show, but Jason is a delegate with the Health and Community Services Union, HACSU for Palestine and Unionists for Palestine, talking about, you know, what we can do more as workers. I mean, if you're not part of a union, you should, you know, join your union, unless it's a really terrible union like the SDA. Oh, yeah. I was shamefully
the
part
union
of
that should be not
when I was really, when I was a teenager working at Coles, I didn't know what I was signing up for.
Bob Santa Maria forever.
Well, Coles and Woolies sign up people to the SDA.
They sign me up. And I thought I was doing a really wonderful thing supporting the union, but the union wasn't supporting us. I'll go to a quick break, and then I'm going to try playing a song that Rob has requested. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know why they let me back here, to be honest.
Just quickly, join RAFU if you're in SDA.
Yes.
There's always better unions
yes.
out there, and we need to organize within them to change them as well. Yeah.
That's a great point, Jason. So we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll come back with a song, hopefully, on 3CR Green Left Radio.